The President of the United States on CBS 60 Minutes on Sunday night.
I've executed on my foreign policy, and it's one that the American people largely agree with. So, if Governor Romney is suggesting that we should start another war, he should say so.
What's been happening in the Middle East over the course of the last few weeks has really brought to the surface foreign policy, as the President of the United States has addressed it or not addressed it in the eyes of some, and as Mitt Romney would were he president. Mary Graybar is from DissonantProf.com. She is a professor at Emory University, joins us this morning on the Rob and Dave Show. Hi, good morning, Mary. How are you?
Pretty good. Good morning.
So
how are you, Rob?
Good, good. So good to have you with us. I want you to talk to us because you have a new book out called A New Beginning or A Revised Past. And this is all about the president and his Middle East policy, and much of it derives from the president's Cairo speech as well. Some of the things he said when he was in Cairo, and how his policy intertwines with that speech. I'm curious, as the events have unfolded in the Middle East over the last 3-4 weeks now, can you see the president's foreign policy with a little more clarity, and is it right for America?
Yeah, we could see it with a little more clarity, obviously. But this speech is included in the Norton Reader, which was a textbook, an anthology that was sent to me. And I started investigating the English textbooks, and I noticed that most of them included writing by Barack Obama, and it was presented uncritically. And so his speech is presented as straight. Of course, they had no idea of how his policies would actually end up. And, of course, you know, this was part of his apology tour. And so students are just asked to praise the speech. As we speak, probably the speech is being taught in classrooms across America if professors are using the Norton Reader. And students are given an uncritical presentation of the speech with all the historical errors left intact and are simply asked to praise his speech with the topic questions at the end.
All right.
Of course, we've seen it blow up in the Middle East. We've seen what has happened.
Before we get to that, Mary, would you explain for our listeners what the Norton Reader is?
A reader is simply a collection of essays that mm-hmm. is used in a classroom for instruction. Mm-hmm. So, if you're seeing a writing class, you would have a book full of exemplary essays that provide models and, topics for discussion, and then students are assigned to write about those essays. And Barack Obama's Cairo speech is included, and it's included as this hallmark of rhetorical eloquence and diplomatic brilliance. And that is exactly the way it's presented.
Both eloquent and brilliant. And that's the way it's presented in colleges right now, even here in the state of Georgia. Now, I didn't mean to interrupt there. I just wanted to be sure that people understood the reference you were making.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
All right. Now, so about the president's Middle East policy, good or bad?
It hasn't been working out too well, has it? And we've got the assassination of a diplomat and three other Americans, and the Middle East, pretty much up in flames with riots and protests going on across the region. His policy of appeasement and praise and false history didn't work out the way he planned. He thought he would just present the speech, call it a new beginning from Bush's foreign policy, and the lions would lie down with the lambs, and all would be.
Yeah, I was going to say it really hasn't worked out for us, Mary. And I got to tell you, one thing that I think is eye-opening. I'd like to get your opinion on this. Is they seem to think that, like you said, we apologize, we cow down, and everything's going to work out fine. It isn't working out. It's a nightmare. And we mm-hmm. found they actually believe this to be true. They put together a video that they're showing in Pakistan where Hillary Clinton is apologizing. I mean, they actually believe this as a serious foreign policy effort.
It's unbelievable, but the sad thing is in our college classrooms, for the most part, I think that most of my colleagues believe that this is an effective way to deal with the Middle East and to deal with this uprising, with these uprisings and assassination and murders that you You know, you have to be tolerant, and the fault lies with the person who is not tolerant, because, you know, on college campuses, students are, you know, given speech codes. They're taught how to speak to each other. They're taught not to be, you know, critical of other cultures no matter what, you know, especially if they're cultures that are not Western or Christian or Jewish.
Let me play you some audio from the President of the United States again from 60 Minutes in a comment made by Romney yesterday.
I was pretty certain and continue to be pretty certain that there are going to be bumps in the road.
These are not bumps in the road. These are human lives. These are developments we do not want to see. This is time for a president who will shape events in the Middle East.
And the president, of course, referring to the assassination of our ambassador in Benghazi, Libya, and the three other Americans that were working with him, that these were bumps in the road.
Yeah, I mean, that is extremely insulting. It's, you know, in my opinion, you know, talk about insensitivity, right? We're supposed to be sensitive, and, you know, you've got deaths of Americans, and these are just bumps on the road. It's very chilling, in my mind, to hear something like this from the president, you know, who then goes on the campaign trail. And yet, you know, the way he is being taught in classrooms is, I think, unprecedented. I would never have seen this in years before of a sitting president and having his writing reprinted in books that are used in textbooks.
Sure.
And have
mm-hmm.
praise in the classroom of his words.
Mm-hmm.
If students are reading this speech and his other writings, are they being given an update on what is going on in the Middle East and what he is saying? I doubt it.
The title of your book is A New Beginning or A Revised Past. Did you make a determination by the end of the book which it is? I'm just curious.
I think there's a little bit of revisionism there. I think the reader will come to that conclusion that there, mm-hmm. it is a revised past. He starts off by praising the Middle East and praising Islam and denigrating the West and the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And he twists history around in order to do that and makes numerous errors. And I had contacted a colleague who's a history professor, you know, after I saw this book, and I thought, you know, why is this speech in this textbook here to be used in classrooms? And he immediately, you know, rattled off about 13 errors that were in the book. And I thought, well, this just can't stand. You know, students aren't going to get the true picture if they have a teacher using this in the classroom. They're certainly not going to get it through the footnotes or mm-hmm. any explanatory material.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, we should provide a resource for the poor student who might have to write about the speech and not have the
certainly,
you know, the resources
there. Certainly glad you did. We'll see if this book works its way into the curriculum of my colleges. Thanks, Mary. Good to talk to
okay.
you as always.
Thank you.
Professor Mary Graybar this morning on the Rob and Dave Show at 729.